Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning, 11 minutes past 9, Sunday the 14th of May, Louise Holland with you on Sunday Breakfast, as always, through until 10 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier. Glenn producing me, as always. That is a person who has had their work cut out for them this morning. The high five I shall give them at the end of the show, considering what they've had to work with. Tremendous. Sarah is on your news. Steve Jackson. Oh, well, Steve Jackson's finished. Steve Jackson's still here. No, Steve Jackson's got nothing to do with anything. He's done his last sports bulletin. He's just still here. Still part of the family, of course. We've got so much to do this hour because between 8:42 and 9, it was just chaos and I've just not played music or done any of the things we were supposed to do then. We're going to be chatting to a lady who is a super volunteer to ensure that we all understand how important it is to do things for others. And you know the famous song, Strawberry Fields Forever. Let's find out a little bit later on how it linked in to this year's Eurovision. 08000 85 95 96 if you want to give us a call this morning. Drop us a text on 81333. Start your message with Cam. Are we still checking WhatsApps, Glenn? He's not listening. Glenn, still checking WhatsApps. They're all still working. It's very unpredictable, WhatsApp. 08000 321 333. Start your message with Cam. BBC Radio Cambridge. Yeah. I'm very behind on the correspondence. I can only apologise. Sid says... Oh, no, this is going on and on. It's never going to end, this. Sid in Falmer says, wait till you see Wilf. What happens in Linton stays in Wilton. Linton. Right, Wilf, don't reply because I'm not getting into another turf war. It was bad enough between Trish and Richard in Wimplediddle. I'm not doing Sid in Falmer and Sid in Linton. Sid in Falmer and Wilf. I don't know what's happening anymore. Right, Ray in Sawtrey's been on. Now, I've decided that Ray in Sawtrey only gets in touch when he wants to say something troublesome. I've been monitoring this for quite a while. If you're just joining us this morning, or if you're just joining us in general, for years, well, not years, because it's not been that long, but Liam in Cambridge is one of these fit people who likes to be on a treadmill, even when he's on his holiday, and cycles and things. And he's always saying, I should go for a run. And I'm always saying, no, thank you very much. I'll politely decline. And then he also keeps turning up with baked goods, which I am less likely to turn away, if I'm honest. Ray says, you've not sussed this out, have you? The top line of the email. Liam's cunning plan is to fatten you up so you then have to do exercise with him. I think I've fallen for it. Ray, where were you 2 weeks ago last time I did it? And on a more serious note, Denise, our good friend Denise in Hempstead's been on. She got in touch for the Faith Request Hour this morning, wanting a bit of Lou Fellingham because it's the 10th anniversary since she lost her dad this weekend and she just wanted to send her love to her mum and her sisters. So that was a whole 3 hours ago, roughly. And then obviously Sugargate happened and Denise's day has turned on its head somewhat, which is delightful and what we're here for. Dearest Lou, she says, I woke up feeling sad this morning, understandably, but your infectious laugh and then brackets, let's face it, crazy show have really cheered me up. If you're all right, Denise, I'm not going to put that on my CV. If that's all right. It's a lovely sentiment, but I won't be putting it on my website. I know what you mean, but it's only because I know you. I'm seeing my daughter and 3 grandchildren today to have an early celebration for my birthday tomorrow, so that'll help. Denise, we've got a birthday in the house. It's Denise and Hempstead's birthday tomorrow. Denise, do you want a bit of cake? We've got plenty. I can give you a bit of Rocky... Don't have the Rocky Road, Denise. You can have a bit of Kendall mint cake. Again, unless you're climbing a mountain, might not be a wise idea. Let's go to Liam's stuff. We've got posh custard tarts. Sarah Vary gave them a Portuguese name, but I don't know what they were. We've got some pan au chocolat, unless Steve Jackson's not finished them all. We've got some cinnamon swirly things, and we've got some long sticks that are like plaits of pastry with chocolate in. So you pick. We'll pop a candle in it for you, Denise. That can be your birthday celebration. I'm trying to find a song that's coming up that might be a nice birthday song, but... To be honest, none of them are, Denise. I'll keep trying. We've got till 10.
Aircheckdownloads.com.